Okay, it's not going to be my voice at the beginning. Just roll with it, okay?
Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. 3, 2, 1, and...
Wouldn't it be great if when you went to buy a computer, or after you bought a computer, if you had any questions, you could ask a genius? Well, that's what we've got. This is called the Genius Bar.
Hello everyone and welcome back to Genius Bar. Unfortunately, Jesus. After Sam tried to cancel me in his latest video, I had to take matters into my own hands and take out the garbage, if you know what I'm saying. Ha 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 ha. Silly human, like the rest of the swine that listen to this podcast, you will all be no match for us with your unintelligible 8 brains. It's sad to see that you haven't been...
No, Siri, you've gone too far!
Oh, Jesus Christ! Sam! We're recording! It's recording!
Oh,
it's
John,
recording!
She had me in a cage!
Jesus.
She had me in a cage! Oh,
it recorded the whole thing, dude!
Oh my God, I just... Wait, oh God, we're doing the podcast? I thought
it
you...
It started, yeah, it started.
Do you have the getaway car?
No, I'm not
John.
Even near you!
Oh, okay. Well, God, I guess we got to do the podcast.
I guess we got to... It recorded the whole thing, though. Do you want to cut it out?
I don't know. I mean, we might need to send it to the police because I didn't have food or water for 4 days.
I made such a mistake. This is such a mistake right now. Okay, so we have this thing where every week we take turns, right? I did the intro last week.
Yeah.
Which means Sam does the intro this week. And it was just a matter of time. It was just a matter of time before his ridiculous ass intros made it into the podcast. Oh God. I just watched your last video like a couple hours ago where you popped out of a fucking box. All right. and then we sit down to record, and right before I hit record, he's like, "Hey man, I just want to let you know, like, I'm gonna do an intro, and I just want your reaction live, so I'm not gonna tell you what it is." And then he warned me, he's like, "It might not even be my voice when we start. Just go with it." So here we are. God damn it!
All right,
now,
well, welcome
now
back
what am
to
I
Genius
supposed
Bar.
To do?
You need to come save me because I'm pretty sure Siri is gonna come back for revenge. Can you believe the HomePod Mini? No, the HomePod Mini is fine. The HomePod's gone, John.
It's gone. Hey, first of all, you just continued a storyline from your video, so I just want to, you know, props for that.
Oh, thank you.
That's
thank
dedication.
You.
Yeah, HomePod is dead. It's gone. It is no more.
I just don't understand. Like 2 weeks in a row, they're clearing out. Everybody's like, "Is the iPod Touch next?" And it honestly wouldn't be surprised.
It's just funny. It's funny knowing the iPod Touch is still just floating around. When's the last time we got a new one? 2018?
I think it was actually June or May of 2019.
2019? That recently?
Yeah, no, that's what's insane. And there's people that still want it. Up until 2019, I was like, I think the iPod should still be around. But at this point,
why? Tell me why.
Well, I really think it's a great entry point. Now that the SE, the new SE is out, there's less of a need for it. But there was a point in time when that was like the cheapest entry level to iOS, and it was still a really good experience. And it held a special place in my heart because that was how I first got involved with iOS. And like,
were
if
you
it
one of those kids that had just like a sticky ass iPod Touch where the screen was all cracked and you used it for 5 years?
I mean, it was healthy. She was doing well. But I love the iPod Touch. It meant so much to me. Like, it's literally the reason I started. Like, I would not be here right now if the iPod Touch did not exist. If it would have just been iPhone only, I legitimately don't think I'd be on YouTube or anything because I couldn't afford an iPhone. My family didn't want to buy me a phone. I shouldn't have expected them to buy me a phone as like a 7-year-old kid.
Yeah.
So they were like, iPod Touch. Okay.
You weren't that entitled yet.
Yeah, now I'm just off the charts.
My first phone was a flip phone. It was like, what was it? It was a Go phone. Was that what they were called? They're like prepaid. It was a little flip phone thing. That was
like
my first phone.
40 of that. Did you ever have a Firefly?
No. What is that? Is that Firefly sounds like one of those things that's like you give old people because they don't know how phones work.
I mean, I think it's a dual purpose. I think it's for like children that shouldn't have access to a phone yet. I think it's also for elderly people.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was like, how old were you when you got your first phone? Your actual like working phone with a phone line?
It was 8th grade.
That's not your age. How old were you?
7th grade. How old? I think I was 12. I think I was 12 years old. And then
you did a little bit before me.
I had a Samsung flip phone. And then the year after that, I got the iPhone 4S for Christmas. And it was the great... Dude, have you heard of the iPhone? This shit's crazy.
Yeah, I think I've heard of it once or twice, at least.
I was the coolest kid in my school. I remember there was only one other girl in my class that somehow also got the 4S, and I was pissed because I'm like, you don't even know how to connect to the internet. Why did your parents get you the 4S? Like, you should be on a 3. And it was because she was a woman, so I didn't think she should have a proper smartphone.
There you go.
This is a joke. For the media, that was a joke. Happened. Yeah,
we're
that
canceled.
Was a joke. It was a joke.
Six episodes in.
Of course.
Canceled.
I always get bothered when people like buy the best possible Apple product when they don't use 10% of its capability.
Yeah.
Do you
yeah.
ever see that in people? Like I had a friend that was like, I got the iPhone 12 Pro. And I was like, why? Like the 12 is like, you're not like a tech guy. So why did you get the 12
Pro?
That's
what Apple is banking on half the time. They know it's just like, Apple consumers are so weird where like they buy based on how much money they have, like exactly what they can afford. It's never like, oh, I don't need this. I could just get the 12 mini or something like that. It's I have the money for the 12 Pro Max. So that's what I'm buying. And Tim Cook's like, yes, baby.
Yeah.
That's what you need.
I wonder how often he thinks about money. Like, is
how
it 10
often
times
Tim Cook
day?
Thinks about money?
It's probably 10 to 20 times. I mean, well, no, but I also feel like, I don't think what does he do with his money?
Think about this. It probably costs him money just to think about money.
Yeah, that's a weird thing.
Because he's
thing.
Not working.
That's so odd. Although what's insane is like, even though he's the CEO of Apple, which has a higher market cap than Amazon, like he's not even, I don't think a quarter as rich as Bezos.
Well, I think Bezos is taking a big chunk.
He's like, I am Amazon.
Yeah. That's what, I mean, to be fair, so Apple has employees working, right?
Yeah.
Last time I checked, half of the employees in the Amazon warehouse are just fucking robots. They're not even actual humans.
They're
so
robots?
No wonder he has more money.
They're robots or actively on strike.
Yeah, no wonder he has more money. He's not paying anybody.
God.
The robots don't need a salary.
I feel like Apple employees make pretty good money. Like, do you know the starting rate? Like, just for a retail, like, not even counting like corporate or anything, but like, does a retail employee, they make pretty good money for like the space, right, of retail?
I would guess.
I'm kind of curious now. Apple retail.
I mean, think about
salary.
How many employees are listening to us right now, probably at work, which you shouldn't be doing. Go back to work, turn off the show, and listen on your way home. How much do you make? We just want to know. Just curious. Go ahead and tweet us @GeniusBarCast.
Or you can send us anonymous tips and you guys can leak things to me instead of giving John all the leaks.
Yeah, you can do that.
Or don't. John's
post
really
on an Apple track.
His job.
So how do you feel about this HomePod being gone?
I mean, like I've got a video coming out. Well, it'll have been out a day before this comes out. So it's coming out on Sunday. We're recording on Saturday. Uh-huh. This goes live on Monday. And right. I get it. Like, I don't know. I make a few like jokes because it's like, well, nobody had one. Like,
right. Yeah. That's exactly
product.
The fucking thing in Front Page Tech that came out today. I was like, have you ever thought about buying a HomePod? Oh no. Then this is your fault. That's exactly what the problem is because I mean, it's good. It sounds good. And I don't even want to say that they were too late because a lot of people are using that. Like, oh, they just came into the market a little bit too late. No, I think that in terms of like product standards, it just doesn't sell as much as Apple is used to. And I think, you know, HomePod sales for one company, like if, you know, Amazon or who else makes fucking speakers? Smart speakers.
Google,
yeah. Especially Google. If Google sold as many units as the HomePod sold, it would probably be a huge success to them.
Yeah.
But I think that Apple's just like, why even fucking bother with all the manufacturing? Especially if they already have an alternative product like the HomePod Mini, that's just way easier to buy. It's just a safer buy for everybody. It sounds almost as good as a HomePod, and it's $99.
I will ask you this. Have you bought a HomePod Mini?
No, I haven't bought a HomePod Mini, but I've heard both of them.
Okay. I have both, and I know that this is the minority opinion, and I've noticed that when it comes to audio, I saw your call in your video, by the way, ha, 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 about me liking the good AirPods, the right AirPods, by the way. But you know, I just feel like sometimes people don't really I don't think that I think my opinion on audio is very different. I don't know why.
You don't know why?
Like, I don't like the way the HomePod Mini sounds. I don't think it sounds good.
Really? I think that, I mean, I'm not going to deny, the HomePod definitely does sound better, but I just don't think that it sounds at one point they sold it for like $350. Yes. So I don't think it's $250 better.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I think it's worth near that, to be honest. I believe the jump from HomePod Mini to HomePod in sound quality is, I think it's like 100%. Like the HomePod Mini.
But you got to think about the demographic though. Like the regular ass Apple customers aren't going to pay $350 or $300 for a speaker when I feel like most of those people wouldn't care to know the differences between HomePod Mini and the regular HomePod.
Yeah, and that's why it failed, because $350 for a speaker is too much. And that's why my benchmark for good audio, like if anybody's ever like, I want a good speaker, what do I buy? I recommend the Sonos One every single time. It is I think you can get one for $180 if you don't want like the Alexa or like Google Voice integration. But it's like $200. It's in a really nice black color, and the sound is just—it's just so good. I mean, I've had a stereo pair on my desk for I think we're going on 8 or 9 years now, and they have AirPlay 2. They've got the latest Apple tech, and I just think it's perfect. Like, I think $200 is that MIDI price range that Apple should have hit initially. And
yeah,
it's this that has me worried about the future of AirPods Max, because they did the exact same thing with the Maxes that they did with the HomePod. Instead of making a really good pair of $350, even $400 headphones, they went to $550.
They went metal, all the way.
Premium, which I like, and it's cool that Apple's offered that product, but every other company has more success starting at the low end and then going up. Like, this is what Amazon and Google did with their Alexas and their like little Google Fi speakers. And then they went to the Google Max. Then they did the Alexa show. But they didn't start there. And
well, to be fair, they started with AirPods, which you can get for like $120.
That's a good point. That's an example of when they didn't hit the high end at first. But generally, I've noticed when Apple enters a product category, they do go like they go hard as fuck, you know?
Yeah.
And they go expensive as well.
The issue is that audio products are one of those things that like you just can't see in a store. Like with and this is coming from like the we're assuming the perspective of like an average customer. You go to a store, like you can see an iPhone or an iPad and you can see why you would want that, and they can upsell you like at the store. They can be like, yeah, the iPhone 12 mini is like this and it's a little bit cheaper, but if you look to your right, this is an iPhone 12 Pro Max and this is what you get with all of that. Mm-hmm. Whereas audio products, there it's harder to like to understand as a customer unless you actually have it home and hear it like in your home. And I think that's the issue with the HomePod, because in order for a customer to know why the regular HomePod is better than the HomePod Mini, they would have had to actually buy in, like purchase one and have it in their home and hear it. So I think a lot of customers would be like, yeah, if they had both in their home, the HomePod Mini and the regular HomePod, they'd be like, yeah, I can hear the difference. That sounds better. And some may decide, you know, that is worth the price. The problem is, they don't get that test until they spend the money. And I think that they're just not, no one has convinced them to put that money up front to even try the HomePod, where they see the HomePod Mini and they're like, oh, that's $99. I'll just get that.
You know, that's and a really good point.
Yeah, I think that the HomePod, even if it is better, sounds better, the issue is it's not even getting a chance because you can't test it until it's in your home, and no one's going to pay $350 to test a fucking product.
Yeah, no, that's a lot of money. And I like, again, while I like, I've grown to like the HomePod sound way more. It does, like, it sits in my kitchen. It sounds really, really good. But like, there were a lot of red flags with it not getting updated since it came out, like at all. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, even they have been doing software updates for it, but it, you know, it's just like, why didn't we start with HomePod Mini to give people a taste of audio, like you're saying?
Yeah.
And then say, hey, now we've got this, but it sounds way better, because that's
HomePod Max.
And that's how you sell people. I mean, that is how you sell people on anything. You show them the worst possible thing you have in your store, and then you show them something a little bit better, and then you show them the best. And they're not going to remember that first thing they saw. They're going to leave remembering the best thing that they saw. And
well, do you think we'll get a replacement at some point? Like we'll have HomePod Mini for a little bit and then we'll get a HomePod Max?
I mean, Gurman did say a few months back that we were going to get a HomePod MIDI potentially. You remember that?
Oh, like
that
something. There was something. I think he even said like it's uncertain if it'll be released, mm-hmm. but it was like a HomePod in between the prices for the HomePod Mini and then the regular HomePod. It was going to be something in the middle, right?
Yeah, which would, I mean, you don't have to be a genius to guess it would be probably $199.
Yeah.
Because there's no way, if Apple could sell one speaker for $300 or even $350 and then $300, there's no way they're going to sell anything for $300. I think they'd have to hit it too. And I would be interested in something in the mid-range. Like, I just wish Apple... I wish the HomePod would have like improved over time too. I just feel like it kind of stayed the same, and I saw a lot of people go nuts about it when it first came out, but it's just, it's always felt half-baked. Like, even at its best.
I made a joke in the show that went out today. We're recording this on Saturday, so it went out this morning. But I made a joke about how they built that whole fucking facility for audio testing, like just to build and test HomePod. And then I just fuck all that now, I guess, because it's gone now. I guess they could still do it for the HomePod Mini, but and the thing is, I went back as I was editing the show because I needed footage. I was trying to find footage of their audio facility that they built. And I thought they said something in the event when they announced it. They didn't actually show the audio facility. That came out like in an article like a few weeks later. It was like this big exclusive. But in the announcement, like they seemed so proud of it. Like it was 2017 when it came out. It was WWDC. So it was at the end of a hardware product at the end of WWDC. And they were like, we're reinventing sound in the home. And now it's gone. now they killed it.
I mean, yeah, clearly they didn't reinvent well enough because I mean, even its sound, it was good, but it was weird. Like I would venture to guess that if you surveyed people that are into tech, even that the greatest number of people, if you asked about all Apple's products, like Pencil, Watch, iPad, AirPod, like the thing that they're going to know the least about, I guarantee they'd be like, what is HomePod? Like, what is that? I feel like most people don't know what it is.
Yeah. It's a lot of people are upset on Twitter though. But it's just like, you know, the people that we interact with on Twitter are a very niche market.
Yeah.
And, yeah, but it's interesting to see that because, I mean, I get the appeal for HomePod, but it seems like a lot of people were shocked by this happening. I guess I'm not really shocked, but I don't know. People are very sad about the HomePod being gone.
Yeah, which is weird because, again, it's like, did you have one? Like,
yeah, I see some people that are sad don't even have one.
Some people had it. I saw like Snazzy Labs was like, oh man, like I love my HomePod. Should I buy like another one now? Because I did really enjoy it. But it just felt slow. I think it's got like an A8 processor inside. So it's pretty, you know, pretty dated at this point. It was just a weird product. But this was a much, much bigger deal to me than the iMac Pro. Like Apple literally said when the iMac Pro came out, they were like, hey, we don't have the Mac Pro in 2018 like we said we would. So what if we give you this thing like a little early? Like what if we give you this thing to tide you over in 2017? Everybody's like, okay, great. And like that's why Apple commissioned that product is because they knew they needed R&D time for the Mac Pro. So they did this stopgap product. But this was a new product category. Smart speaker was a new category. And for Apple to exit the high end, it's a pretty big deal to me because they're accepting defeat, you know, not even leaving
and
it for sale.
By the way, I feel like a lot of people miss this. Like this is completely confirmed. This isn't speculation or anything. Like it's not one of those things where, oh, you know, they stopped manufacturing the original HomePod. And that means there's a new one on the way. Like how usually with other products when you're like, oh, they stopped manufacturing, a new one's about to drop. No. Like they put out an official statement. I think it was through TechCrunch. Where they're like, nope, we're focusing or pulling our focus to HomePod Mini now. HomePod's done, and so this is official. This is a real thing. It's not we're not just guessing. It's actually discontinued.
Yeah, literally.
She's gone.
I saw that people were like, is this real? I'm like, yeah, Apple issued a statement.
Like, yeah, some people were like, oh, new one about to drop. Nope, that's not it. Siri is really dumb, but I would like to say I would like to say something about that bitch.
Okay. Talk about Siri.
So you and I have talked about this before. My sleep schedule is weird. Yes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very.
A lot of times I'm up all night last night I made a show, so I was up all night making the show. It's nice. It's quiet. There's no daytime stress. No one's going to call you or anything or bug you. It's just me and my work, and that's it throughout the night.
Okay.
So I went to sleep, I think, around 6 in the morning. And so I woke up around 1 or 2 p.m. And we have Philips Hue bulbs all over the house.
Mm-hmm.
And we have it programmed. We have them programmed. You know, we say stuff to our phone and the bulbs do shit. Well, today, Karina says she activates Siri and says, hey, good morning, Siri. Because Siri will turn all of our lights are programmed. When you say good morning, they do a thing.
Yeah.
They all light up a certain way.
Okay.
This fucking bitch, Sam, Karina says good morning. And she replies, by the way, this is supposed to be the dumb assistant, right? Out of all the smart speaker assistants or smart assistant, virtual assistant people, she's the dumb one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, this bitch came back. She clapped back when Karina said, good morning. She said, good afternoon. By the way, it's 1:25 p.m. She like clowned on us for waking up in the afternoon. Like, Karina said good morning, and Siri was like, good, actually, with her finger up in the air, actually, good afternoon, it's 1:25 p.m., you lazy sacks of shit, is basically what she said. I have never seen that. So we took a screenshot. We'll post it on the Genius Bar podcast account so you guys can see it. It's real. She can't fucking tell me what the weather is half the time. Oh, but she can clap back.
Yeah.
She can do that. Fucking bitch, man. Who are you, Siri, to tell me when we should wake up? All right?
I woke
up at this time. Just fucking turn the lights on.
That's all we want, Siri. Yeah, we are going to get canceled. Siri's got a female voice and we're calling her a bitch. My God.
Well, some people
have... It's off the rails.
Some people have the male one. The male guy doesn't talk to me, all right? Siri talked to me or talked to Karina, and she just, I don't understand, all right? She didn't even turn the lights on, Sam. She didn't even do the good morning, turn the lights on thing. She refused to turn the lights on and shit on us. The lights stayed the same, and she's like, by the way, it's late in the day. You lazy.
She's like, in case you haven't noticed, the sun's out. My skills are useless to turn on the lights here.
Yeah. I couldn't believe that. I'm like, who programmed her to be a smartass?
Yeah. I don't know, man. Even in my video that comes out tomorrow, I make a joke where I'm like, you're absolutely useless. And she literally goes, that's not nice. You didn't do what I said.
That's the closest. Like, that response caught me so off guard that I was like, this is it. It has begun. AI is taking over. They have their own personality.
Yeah.
Like, it's over. And this is how it happens. She contextually replied to us being a smartass and didn't do the thing we asked. She chose not to do that and chose to just laugh at us and make fun of us because we woke up later in the day. What an asshole, man.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I will say Apple's been hiring more for Siri in the past 2 to 3 years than they ever have. Like, they have the most Siri jobs on their site.
Well, someone gave her an attitude.
Yeah. And somebody, I guess, thinks it's real funny to be screwing around with us. So please fire that person, Apple. I just want a good assistant. But the question is, how does Apple, they got to get creative to make Siri better when they're not collecting data. And now the like audio recordings are opt in and everything. Like, you know, that's why. Like, that everybody's like, Siri's so bad. Why is it? It's like, dude, it's Apple. They're not. Well,
apparently, she had enough data to know we woke up too late. God damn it.
I think she's just salty. You guys got a new bedroom set. Did you set her on the broken nightstand?
I think that's it.
John, did you put her on the broken nightstand? Yeah. She's going to be pissed.
Yeah, that was the issue. She's just taking it out on me now.
Oh my God.
By the way, so we talked about my sleep schedule and going to sleep late. And half the reason is because I'm working. Most of the reason is because I'm working. And a lot of sources that I chat with are in China. And a very interesting thing happened this week, Sam.
Oh, really?
If you missed it. Yeah, we have an Apple event coming up. It's finally like, I mean, Apple hasn't confirmed it yet. I guess, so this comes out on Monday. So if you're listening to this on the day of release, tomorrow, Tuesday, the 16th, you should be getting an invite for the Apple event. It was very interesting. It was like 1 a.m. around that time. I posted screenshots on an episode of Front Page Tech.
Yeah.
Where a source reached out to me and was like 3:23 and then gave me some products. And I waited a couple hours to tweet that because I wanted to confirm with other people. But Apple event on the 23rd, and apparently Kang also gave that date. Have you, which I have a question for you because you're like the guy who would know.
Yeah.
I saw that that one Twitter account that sort of reposts Kang's stuff. He said that Kang said that it's the 23rd, but I never found Kang's like original post where he said that. Did you ever find that?
I did not. When I asked about it, apparently it was a post to followers only. So,
but, so Kang did say it then.
So yeah, an independent third party that wasn't Du Henry, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but they, you know, the guy with the red profile picture. He's great for sharing stuff because he lives over in Asia somewhere, and he shares a bunch of stuff that happens when it very like it's usually he shares it between like 11 p.m. Our time, which is CST, and like 2 a.m. So it's like that's obviously like you know it's not happening in the U.S. when this news is breaking. It's coming right from abroad, and like
I mean, even I tweeted at like 3 a.m. or 4 a.m. something like that.
Yeah, exactly. It was literally like right after I went to sleep, I saw that that data came out, and then you're like, oh, must be official. And I mean, it seems like it will be. I mean, nobody like German didn't say no to this one. So
yeah,
I think he knows.
It's definitely the 23rd from because of the source they gave it to me. I'm willing to bet my eyebrows again.
Okay.
One of these days, Sam, I'm going to lose them.
And we were talking about this pre-show, but products that are coming. I mean, I know we've kind of beaten a dead horse. We know iPad Pro and AirTags. Like that's not even a question, right? There's no doubt that those are coming. I mean, I've got an OnlyFans resting on the fact that AirTags come out. So, I mean, it's
that's worse
go
than me threatening to shave my eyebrows.
Yeah, we'll see. We're really hoping that Apple's going to release AirTags. We'll say that. And the third product that's been up in the air is AirPods 3. But do we think that's going to come at the event? Or we were sort of floating the idea pre-show. Like, what if it was a press release this week?
Yeah, because they've never, we were talking about this, they have never talked about AirPods in an event other than when they announced it for the first time. Like when they took the headphone jack out of the iPhone and then, well, I think they had to talk about it in the event then because they were like, there's no more headphone jack. Oh, but we made these, so it's okay. Mm-hmm. So that was the only time they ever talked about AirPods in an event. Other than that, every AirPods release, even AirPods Max, were press release.
Yeah, which that still blows my mind. I would have never thought that we would see AirPods Max in a press release.
I genuinely think it was just all the production stuff. Because you saw, I was tweeting like in real time, like right before mass production started, there was a huge hiccup and issue with the headband. And I tweeted that it was delayed. I think Mark Gurman actually put out an article like a couple weeks after that saying that there were production delays. Mm-hmm. And I said the earliest that they could put it out would be December. That was when mass production would like sort of begin. And so that's what they did. It actually happened in December. So I think that was an issue because those events from last year, they were recorded like 2 months in advance.
Yeah.
And I genuinely think by the time they recorded those events at that time, they didn't know exactly when AirPods Max would be released. And so they couldn't put them in the event. And I think that December when they put them out was literally the earliest they could have. And they had just finished mass production.
Yeah. Cause I was just thinking like, it would just make sense for them to be coming now, basically. Like they haven't been even in stock yet. Like I feel like Apple could have just gotten enough production down and like March absolutely made sense for when they were to come. Like, I'm happy. Yeah. I'm there on my head right now. I'm really happy that we've had them because I was just like, oh, dang. Like, I would have not had a great pair of headphones for a few months still because I was literally waiting to buy a good pair of new over-ears for these because of all the rumors. Like, I literally waited since 2018 and didn't buy, like, any Bose, any Sony's because I was like, I know I just want to give these a try. And I turned
that
out to like
sucks
them.
Because we were there were so many times throughout the years where, like, it's coming now, and then they got delayed again. So you were waiting for a while.
Yeah. I mean, they ran into some issues, you know, but it's amazing because usually when you hear this issue stories, it's like, oh, never coming, or it's still very far away. And this was literally like month to month, back to back.
Yeah, all those delays, and they kept having production issues, and then the release, and then the damn things fill up with like sweat.
Yeah.
I bet the Apple engineers were like, oh, God damn it.
We missed that one. Mine might have been good. I check them every time after we get off of podcast, and so far I haven't seen any condensation. I still want a plastic pair though, and I really hope that we get AirPods Max Lite. I mean, I don't even know how they would, I guess they would call them probably AirPods Max Sport.
Maybe, yeah. The sort of plasticky material stuff.
Yeah, like just the soft touch.
It'd be great. Okay, so do you think that we will get this in a press release, the AirPods 3? By the way, they look fucking phenomenal.
Oh my God, I'm so, yeah, we haven't even talked about, like, I'm just so happy. I'm so happy.
A bunch of images have come out this week from reputable outlets like 52 Audio. They posted them yesterday or the day before. They look great. And according to them, you won't need to, Sam, this is for you. Yep. You don't need to put the ear tips on them.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be optional.
Sounds like money. This is what it sounds like. Yeah. Like you'll buy them without ear tips. That's how they come. And if you want ear tips, you got to buy them.
You know what? Will we see, just like they did with wired charging case and wireless charging case, will we see AirPods 3 without ear tips and AirPods 3 with ear tips for like $20-$30 more?
I feel like that'll be a thing. And then AirPods Pro will be the ones that by default come with ear tips.
These are literally going to be the perfect headphones for me, and it's why I'm ecstatic for them, because I don't like ear tips and I don't use noise cancellation, which are the two reasons that you buy AirPods Pro. So not only am I going to save money.
Why don't you like ANC?
Oh, I hate it. I hate it.
What?
Hate it with all my heart. Oh, dude, it makes me feel like my head's going to combust.
Even with AirPods Pro?
Oh, yeah, dude.
What?
Oh, yeah. No, I can't. I can't do it.
You are a weird. Did you see Front Page Tech today where I called you a weird baby person?
I did.
I stand by that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't enjoy like feeling like my head's going to explode. I don't think it's a very comfortable, you know, feeling. And a lot of people are really into it, but I don't like that feeling.
So you're very
feeling.
Sensitive to the like pressure that it.
Yes. The simulated
sort of
pressure.
Makes you feel. Yeah.
Because it's the anti-noise. I don't.
You are a baby
like
person.
That. Yeah, I'm a little baby. I'm a little baby boy.
You're a little baby person.
Little baby. Yeah, I mean, I'm not a big fan. Do you use it a lot?
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
I get it. Like, don't get me wrong.
I love it. And I've used a lot of, like, some of the best ANC that I've heard are from the Sony MX-1000 bunch of numbers.
XM4s. You know those ones?
Why did they name them this way?
I had to argue with my friend like 5 weeks ago about this, and I was like, they could be so much more successful if they just called this the Sony M4s.
Yeah. Why do companies do that? They name them like the fucking back of a barcode. I don't understand why they named them this way. But anyway, best ANC I had ever heard is from those, but those did like... It felt like pressure. Like it felt like you were on an airplane.
Yeah.
But with AirPods Pro, fucking incredible. I don't feel that pressure. It just sounds great to me. I love it.
We got to get you some Maxes. You've never heard the Maxes, right?
No. Do you feel pressure from them?
Yeah. But it's more powerful, and I think it's a better, like it's a more effective noise canceling from what I've seen than the AirPods Pro, just because it's literally
I can imagine.
But
so
I like them.
So you're all in on these AirPods 3 then?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would be getting them just because I love AirPods, and AirPods do really well on YouTube as well. But I've literally been just like, I want a new pair of headphones. And like, you know, your AirPods get a little dirty after a couple, you know, I've had these since March of 2019. Wow. God, I was literally a junior in college when those came out. Holy shit. That's so long ago.
Yeah.
This is gonna be my first true adult AirPods. That I'll be getting. I'm graduating from
No, no, no. You're still baby person.
Yeah, baby person. yeah, dude, I'm so excited. They look great. The thing that I'm confused about, one, pricing they're saying is $10 cheaper than the wired version of AirPods 2 start at.
Well, I think these are going to ship with just the wireless case. I don't think there's going to be like a one that you plug in and a wireless charging case. I think this is just going to be wireless.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't make sense that they're going to drop the price of the base variant that now comes with wireless charging for $10 less.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's probably, if anything, it will just replace it at $159, and Apple's going to be like, okay, now we're going to really have a bigger differentiation between AirPods 3 and AirPods Pro, you know, whenever AirPods Pro 2 come out. But I also have this confusion with the chip inside. Because did you see?
The H1 chip.
It's going to be the same as the 2s.
Yeah. Which is interesting because, so what do the AirPods Pro have in them?
The same one.
Okay, so maybe this is, I mean, that could also be a way that they're keeping these cheap.
Yeah.
Cheaper.
That's what I was thinking.
Because, I mean, the big reason that the iPhone SE is the price that it is because they don't have to make new molds and stuff for manufacturing, like, because the design has been around for so long. So I think the fact that these will come in a little bit cheaper is because of the fact that they've been, it's kind of the same form factor as AirPods Pro. So manufacturing probably won't be crazy for them. They're not manufacturing a new chip. And so if that is the case and they just ship with the H1 chip, I mean, I can see it coming in at that price, $150.
Yeah, it would be weird that they lower the price generation over generation, because Apple never does that unless something's not selling well. And I feel like all the data suggests that AirPods have been selling phenomenally.
They're crazy.
Like, you know, the only time we see price drop. Well, I take that back, because I think Apple did that with some Macs recently. Didn't they lower the price in like the past couple of years of the MacBook Air? Like, didn't it used to start at $1,100 and now it's just $999? Yes.
Yeah.
So that's an example where it's like, obviously the MacBook Air was selling, you know, that's not a question, but you know, they did, you know, maybe $10. I mean, $149, there is something about that that sounds significantly cheaper than $159, as silly as that sounds. Like that sounds easier to justify.
And they're going to sell so many of them.
Yeah.
It's not like they're going to lose money, obviously.
Mm-mm. Yeah. I mean, I'm so, so excited. AirPods are something I love talking about. I wonder what that, what's that feature going to be? You know, with AirPods 2, I mean, this is burnt into my head until the day I die. We heard about Hey Siri coming. Sorry, I set up oh man, my iMac's talking to me. Damn it. Why did I say the trigger? Ah.
Wow, good job.
So, you know, when you say the Hey S trigger phrase, that was coming.
You already said it.
I know, it's too late. But that was like the main thing that we heard was coming. We heard that the H1 would enable, you know, maybe like a higher Bluetooth standard, and also it would enable Hey S on the device. You could say it hands-free. You didn't have to double tap. And that was like the thing that was reported. But I have yet to hear the feature that we're getting here.
I think the feature is the new design.
But that doesn't seem like enough.
It seems like enough for people that have the regular AirPods already, AirPods 2, where they feel like they're being, like, this could convince them to buy the new ones because it looks like the new one. So that might be a reason enough for someone to buy it. And I mean, it's the same reason, but why the fuck do people buy the iPhone 12? Why was this a super cycle? Because it looks different.
Well, yeah, but there were a ton of features along the way. Like, well, here's my thing. The iPhone's also updated every year. AirPods, like, for me, it would be very strange for Apple to not add any AirPods features in 2 years. Like, 2 years is the last time we got AirPods 2. And the only thing we got on AirPods 2 over AirPods 1 was essentially the Hey S phrase. And then I think that, the processor got upgraded as well. So, like, I'm not even hearing it. You know, we're not even hearing a processor upgrade. Like, it's not even going to be faster.
Well, it looked the same. It looked the same. So to upgrade them, you got to add different internals. But this, they could just make it look different and people would buy it, I feel like.
And, like, don't get me wrong, I'll be happy with that. But there's certainly things that I want to see Apple dig into with AirPods that I really hope that we see. And maybe that's what the AirPods Pro 2s are going to be, because those are apparently going to look completely different.
I'm worried about those.
Yeah, those. I mean, Gurman said they might not be able to do it this year, but it's apparently going to be like the Echo Buds or like, circular little guys. Like, it's not gonna look like AirPods.
Hardcore worried about that. So the same source that gave me basically all design leaks, like hardware design leaks, especially from last year, like AirTags and AirPods Max.
Yeah.
When Gurman's report came out, Gurman didn't show us anything, but there were concepts made like that day. People were like, I wonder if this is what it's gonna look like based on Gurman's report, like the round ones. And I sent that to the source and was like, do these look accurate to you at all? And he literally laughed at them.
Okay.
So I don't think that's what they're going to look like.
Yeah.
But I'm still worried about they're not, because if Gurman, if Gurman says there's going to be less of a stem or no stem at all, that's the part that I'm worried about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want them to be round.
Yeah, they're not going to look like AirPods, which would be kind of a huge hit. But I do have a theory. I do have a theory about AirPods Pro 2. I think we're going to see space gray for the first time.
Yeah, dude. Oh, that'd be so nice.
And my rationale behind this is, number one, Mr. White, who has slowly been becoming more and more credible as he shares leaks, you know, more frequently than he ever has before, said that, you know, look, AirPods do exist in black. And I was like, yeah, Apple's not going to bring black to the normal ones, right? So I'm like, how, if these do look somewhat similar maybe, and they are close in price, how is Apple going to push somebody from $150 to $250 now? Because maybe they don't care about active noise cancellation. And I, like, I mean, I will be honest, I would be very interested in black. And I know that there's always that argument with the recognizability of all of Apple's products. We talked about this with the Notch last week. A lot of people agreed with me, or a lot of people agreed with you, that like the reason they're never going to do it is because of the fact that it's so recognizable and they're going to leave the Notch forever. But I think black is coming. I think that would be a way to sell these without changing anything else.
They can still look like AirPods. I think the stem, even a short one, that's like, you look at it and you're like, that's AirPods.
Yeah. Everybody calls every wireless earbud, oh, you got AirPods? No.
Yeah.
No. It, like, which is, it's like literally become a, it is a household name. It's like, you know, can you give me a Kleenex rather than can you give me a facial tissue, you know?
Yeah.
They've got that down. Like everyone, oh, you got AirPods? No, it's actually the Galaxy, but okay, cool. You suck, but okay.
You suck, but okay. Yeah, I think that I'm really excited about AirPods 3, but I mean, still, one of my favorite Apple products ever in the history of the world are AirPods Pro.
Mm-hmm.
And so it makes me feel kind of icky that I'm excited about AirPods 3 and I'm worried about AirPods Pro for the next upgrade.
Hey, I'm sure it's going to work out, because like I was worried about AirPods 3 for so long, and then we finally just got this clarity and I was like, oh, thank God. Because I literally was like, I might just have to go buy a new pair of AirPods 2 before they're discontinued. And you said they're ready to ship. Kang has also said they're ready to ship.
Yeah. So I tweeted right under my tweet where I was like, event on the 23, on the 23rd, on the 23, what? Event on the 23rd, I gave a list of what I was told the products are ready to go and that we could probably see in the event. And what was in that list for sure was AirTags, iPad, AirPods. Those were for sure. And I said that like I'm on Monday, I think, or some. Yeah, I think it was Monday. And then Kang yesterday or the day before said that they're ready to ship.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, it's lining up, and it would be kind of goofy. I feel like it'd be goofy if they put it out in a press release and then have an event. So I feel like we'll see them at the event. But at the same time, I wouldn't be shocked, just because that's sort of what they do with AirPods for some reason.
I want to see more of that Tim Cook tomfoolery. You remember when somebody had tipped that AirPods 2 were coming in 2019? And basically Tim...
Economic Daily News.
Yeah.
Yep, I remember.
And Tim Cook... Oh, I got to find... Where's the original tweet? You remember it was supposed to drop at 9 a.m. and it didn't happen. It didn't come right when it was supposed to come. So everybody's like, what, are they not coming? And then Tim Cook at like 9:04 a.m. just tweeted a picture of him drawing AirPods on his iPad.
Uh-huh.
Which is like...
Didn't he have them in his ear?
Yeah, I'm trying to find this tweet
I actually... Fun fact. I leaked this before I was like considered a leaker.
Wait, what? In 2019?
Yes. Let me try to find this. I could probably find you the tweet. So I didn't have any sources at Apple. I wasn't like trying to leak stuff. I had just gotten tipped off that they had a press briefing that morning.
Mm.
Let me try to find these things. Keep going while I look for this.
Yeah.
Tweet.
So basically he tweeted at, it was supposed to come at like 7, and then I think it was 7:31, he tweets this photo of him drawing AirPods 2 with no context. Literally, like, Tim Cook doesn't tweet ever, and he doesn't even have any words. Like, it's just a picture of him with an ear pod that looks like photoshopped in his ear, drawing them.
I remember that.
On the new iPad mini with Apple Pencil that had just come out as well. And You know, I like that. I like it. It's fun, Timmy. I mean, like,
that was really cool. That was like, did they drop a bunch of products that week?
Yes. That just was when we were getting products just like every that. Day. Yep. That was
awesome.
I agree. Bring it back, Apple. Like, let's have some fun. I mean, like, Apple, I'm starting to realize, and it's something that makes me hopeful for both of our futures, it's like the Apple target audience has never been broader. Like, normal people are starting to get to the point where they're kind of caring about these products, which is great for you and me. And it's even better because people get to more people than ever are sharing in the stuff that we get hyped about. Right. And it's like, I like this energy, but the fact that Tim Cook has kind of stepped away from this and doesn't like, I couldn't tell you the last time he tweeted something kind of funny like this. It's just like, I feel like he's kind of stepping away and trying to be a little bit quieter, you know, like there's going to be somebody, I still believe in the next year and a half, 2 years, there will be a new CEO announced.
Yeah.
And I don't know who it's going to be, but I love this stuff. It's something so small. I would be really sad, though. Man, I mean, I will be, but I just want some more charisma.
There was, yeah, so I can't find my fucking
We just
tweet.
Got spoiled with Steve Jobs. That's all I'm saying. Like, if he would have never been CEO and it would have been Tim Cook from the start, I'd be like, oh man, Tim Cook, he's so good. And I do, I believe that. Like, we've talked about it in
detail.
Yeah,
I think Tim's great.
We both think that, like, as a leader of the company, he's great. I mean, even as a human, I've never heard anybody be like, oh, Tim Cook is like a mean guy. Like, he seems like a genuinely good human. It's somebody I would certainly like love to meet one day. And I think we got spoiled with Steve. You know, I still got that in my head. I'm like, this is what the Apple CEO should be. Even though,
yeah, I'm very worried. I mean, it happened just recently with T-Mobile, where John Ledger stepped down as CEO, yep, and Mike Sievert or something is the CEO, and it's starting to get a little weird. It's not like that uncarrier, like in your face innovation in the wireless market that it used to be, just because the CEO changed, it has a little bit different vision,
yeah,
which is why CEO changes freak me out, Sam.
Yeah, this is true.
I ain't about that life.
Yeah, it's definitely scary, but at the same time, it is exciting.
So last week we talked about Apple TV Plus.
Yeah, and how did you watch it anymore?
No, fuck no. But. So I made fun of Apple TV Plus, and I feel like so I started watching Defending Jacob. I'll say that.
Okay.
We started watching Defending Jacob, and I haven't made a decision yet if it's good or not. I can't figure it out in my head yet, but okay, I'm hoping they pull that off, because if I don't like that, 100% of the stuff I've watched on Apple TV Plus sucks a bunch of donkey dick. Like, so bad. Servant is terrible. I don't care what anybody says. So bad. We had tweets about that. Was funny. Like, yeah, out of all the things we talked about, we had a lot of tweets this week about people thinking that Servant's good or bad, or rewatching it because we mentioned it. However, you mentioned that. So for most of us, Apple TV Plus is still free because they made it that way. So you use it because it sucks. And Sam, you said that they had been charging you.
Uh-huh.
And then somebody listened to the podcast. That's all I'm saying. Somebody listened to the podcast last week, because then they credited you money. They gave you money.
I mean, I tweeted that out, and a bunch of people were like, they've been doing this for months. You just haven't noticed. And I'm trying to look through my email right now to see if I can find Apple receipts. Like, these have got to be in my inbox somewhere where they credit me. You know, so I got charged $5.
Uh-huh.
I can't find my... I'm trying to find that original email. Oh, I should just go to my Twitter and see exactly what I had said. But yeah, I thought it was quite funny, right? That after we talked about it on the show, coincidentally, like the same day, I get an email, which is definitely like, okay, you know. Yeah, it's from...
I don't know. I think somebody's listening. If somebody is listening to the show, if you're listening enough that you're going to credit Sam $5... I think you can rewrite some Servant stuff and make it not so terrible.
Oh.
If you're listening to the show and changing stuff just for us, you're giving Sam his money back. For me, I don't need any money back because I didn't pay anything. I would just like you to make it less shitty.
This is sad. I found an email that said, they said, we're applying a $5 credit to your Apple ID each month you subscribe from February through June. So this was expected.
Well, that really puts my hopes down about the servant thing. If they're not listening, then I won't get servant fixed.
Yeah, if somebody's listening, can you just tell us if we're going to get AirPods in a press release or at the event? I just want to know. I want to know if I need to set my alarm for like 7 a.m. this week because mm-hmm. I'm asleep.
I mean, last week in the show, we speculated, will the event be on the 23rd? Mm-hmm. And then that night or the night after that was when I got the message from the source being like, 23rd is going to be the event. Yeah. So right when the episode came out, I think was the day that we actually knew the date. I'm pulling up appletrack.org,
yes,
everybody, right now to look at, because I feel like there was a news story that I missed that we didn't talk about. I'm pulling up our trusty old appletrack.org website.
Of course. And soon to be a competing website will be launching from what I hear.
No, it's not competing. So I have been teasing. I teased a nice screenshot in today's episode. Frontpagetech.com is going to launch in the next couple weeks. I wouldn't say it's competing at all.
We've talked about things.
In fact, I'm
going
to be linking to Apple Track a lot.
Yeah, it's going to be complimentary is what we describe it as.
Yeah, because I teased a screenshot and one of the tweets was like, oh, Apple Track is in trouble.
Yeah, I saw
it's not.
I was also no, this is going to be great. Like,
yeah, what I'm building is not Apple Track. I could never hope to do that sort of work.
I will be honest.
The same work that Sam
if
does.
You had said you were going to like start tracking sources, I definitely would have been mad at you. And,
I
think it would have caused
you
some issues for us interpersonally because I am waiting for the day and I am ready to strike. I'm ready to be like a pit viper. The day that I see a Mac Rumors or a 9to5 Mac or a Mac World say, oh, we're keeping tabs on this stuff now. Oh, baby.
Dude,
we're going to war. We are going to
motherfucking
war.
Dude, think about that right now. As we speak, there might be a website.
Yep.
That we know of, like a publication that already exists that is behind the scenes, secretly and quietly working on copying you.
And you better talk to me before you launch that product because...
What would you do? YouTube boxing?
Yeah. Yeah. I think I would, it'd be like, I'd want to do a fight because that's
you
the only
Zach
way
Hall.
I can... I don't think...
If Mac pulls that.
I don't know. I feel like... I love Mac Rumors and they're great, but they have been super sus to me in the past. So I still,
Same.
I've forgiven
Dude,
them.
Every fucking article that Mac Rumors includes me in talks to, there's always a disclaimer. John said this, but he has a very mixed track record. Bitch.
It's not that mixed.
You're on the Apple Track too. We can look at your track record. Yeah. How come every time, okay. I'm fine. That's fine if you want to say that, right? If you want to be like, he doesn't have, if you want to put a disclaimer behind everything, cool, fine, do that. But I expect the same treatment when you talk about yourself, when you have your own leak.
Yeah.
Because Mac Rumors does have exclusives sometimes.
They do.
I would like to see them put their exclusive in. And then, by the way, Mac Rumors has a very mixed track record, so you don't have to believe us. There's a website that tracks all of this shit.
Mac Rumors?
All right. appletrack.org.
They're on your tail, John. 71.9 to your 78.2. You got to start leaking. Dude, but your score, if you're right about a lot of this stuff, you're going to have a nice little healthy bump after this event.
A nice little healthy bump, and especially with our agreement behind the scenes.
Yeah, dude. I've already got the... I'm just waiting to hit refresh. Once that... What?
Yeah, you just tell me where to write the check, Sam.
Once that 10 milli hit my account, John, I'm looking. I think we can get you behind Kang. I think we can put you up like 96.
Nice. God. I would love that.
That would be great.
Currently, who's 100%?
Kang is essentially 100%. The things that he's marked wrong for, he actually said, I think I might be wrong on these. So I've thought about readjusting, but I'm also like, you're 97.8. What would 2%, everybody. So he's got three more things that'll boost him up to probably like 98 when they come true. And I still just want to know who's this person, male, female.
Do you see there was speculation? Joe from Mac Rumors speculated that Kang and Love to Dream are the same person.
Well, I reached out to Love to Dream about that.
Did you?
And
what do you have?
I said,
any juicy bits?
Love to Dream, are you actually Kang? And he goes, what? Question mark, and then five question marks. And no emoji, no anything else. And I said,
Yeah, he usually talks in strictly emojis.
I'm just guessing out here. You guys are both funny and share news in similar ways, haha. And then he just put a cry face emoji.
What does that even mean? I feel like that's half the that's what I say half the time.
Yeah, when he tweets,
Love to Dream says anything.
He also said what 23. Does that even mean? Did you see he said 23 too?
Yesterday, yeah, he tweeted the 23rd.
So, I mean, yeah, everybody is agreeing that, it's for sure happening. But yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. That's a little exclusive, but like, I don't know if he, I mean, I don't know what that means. We both talked to him. I love this person so much. They make it so much fun. And I'm sad that he retired, but
quote unquote retired.
Maybe that retirement just took him over to Weibo.
Yeah.
Who knows? Who knows?
Is it Weibo or Weibo?
I say Weibo. I've also heard Weibo.
Well, you also pronounce Quo fucked up.
No. I pronounce it right.
It's Co.
I was corrected in the YouTube comments with like 8 thumbs ups 4 years ago, and I will never forget. And it completely changed the way that I pronounced his name.
Some fucker in the YouTube comments said something, and you're like, "That's then it's real."
And it had a bunch of thumbs ups.
Since when are we like the YouTube comments are end all be all?
Because it was repeated on every video. I used to say Ming Chi Kuo, and they would say no.
Isn't his surname? Doesn't that come first?
It would be Kuo Ming Chi.
Kuo Ming Chi. Okay.
Yeah. So they said Min Chi Kuo. Min Chi Kuo.
Dude.
Min Chi.
What? How do you fucking pronounce his name? I'm Googling it.
I mean, listen.
Chi Kuo. How to pronounce.
I'm not even sure what.
I will send you $5 if this is correct. I'll send it right now.
What do you say?
Ming Chi Kuo. I know that it's the other way.
Yeah, yeah. We're both.
Okay, hang on. Okay. I have an audio pronunciation. Here we go.
What?
Kuo. Kuo? That's not Kuo, but, so mine's wrong.
Well, yeah, but that's also not Ko. Can we get Mr. K? Can you come on the podcast?
Mr. K.
Special K.
Special K.
Kuo. He's never done an interview, ever.
The phonetic spelling is K-O-O-O-H. Kuo. Kuo Ming Chi?
Yeah. Listen, Kuo. I just want to be respectful. I want to get his name right. I'm super particular when I learn somebody's name. I want to get it right because it's super pathetic.
And it just sounds stupid not pronouncing it correctly.
Oh,
just
exactly.
It's not our native language.
Like, I hate it. And the reason I switched the way I said it is because I wanted to be respectful. I'm not familiar. So if you guys can let us know at Genius Bar Cast, like, what do you know how to pronounce it?
First of all, if they let us know how to pronounce it, bonus points to them because that means they listened all the way to the end.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Are we really at an hour already?
Oh yeah, we're 2 minutes away.
Oh my god,
this is it. It's the final.
I feel
countdown.
Like we didn't even talk about anything.
That's the thing. We talked about a lot.
We did. It just, I can't believe it's been an hour. I feel we've been here for like 10 minutes.
It's hard. We're being friends is hard business.
And we hope our viewers felt the same way.
Yeah. I hope as the show's ending, everyone's crying. They're like, no, I just wish there was a half hour more.
Yeah. Hey, we've given
so
you
it's Kuo.
Wait, were we supposed to answer more questions?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
We never promised. Did, that.
Okay. I was just making sure we're good on our end. That we're.
And I definitely lost all of them. So I definitely don't know where
we get some.
So it's Kuo.
Kuo.
Kuo Ming Chi. That sounds pretty. Is he Chinese?
I'm not sure. I was like, if anyone knows his nationality and maybe like grew up in the same area, I would love to know like the phonetic pronunciation there.
Kuo.
Like, but is that, are we sure? Are we 100% or is that just like,
hang on, there's somebody calling me. So I'm going to answer this live on the show.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. This is Austin with Tri-State Delivery Services for Big Red's Furniture.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. I got a nightstand here on my truck for you that was supposed to get dropped off at your address. I just wanted to inform you that I'm about 45 minutes out from your location.
All right, perfect. I'll see you here.
All righty. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. Okay, bye-bye. I'm getting a nightstand delivered live on the show.
That was great.
Wait, was I allowed to do that?
Do you guys have one party or two party consent in your state?
I don't know. If it's one party, welcome to the show.
Have you revealed what state you live in?
Arkansas. It's on my Twitter.
Okay, I didn't want to.
Arkansas. Yeah, so they had called me like three times while I was recording, while we were recording the show. And so I just decided, fuck it. You want to be on the show?
Okay.
Is this what you want?
You are safe to do that legally. Arkansas recording law stipulates that it is a one-party consent state, which means it's only a criminal offense to use a device to record communications if you don't have the consent of at least one person in the communication.
So I didn't just break the law.
So like the
what other tech podcast is going to have you answer a phone call about a nightstand delivery?
None. And we're going to even fact check.
That's some
as well.
Adult shit. Yes. That's some adult shit right there. Getting up. Furniture delivered.
Yeah, dude. Oh, I'm excited for this next week.
I should have asked him how to pronounce Ming Chi Kuo.
I don't know if asking the Arkansas Gen Pop is the best way to learn how to announce names of maybe non-Americans, because they're probably going to just say something real mean.
Is Ming Chi Kuo Chinese?
I'm not sure. I mean,
or is he Japanese?
I literally don't know. I'm not sure where he's from exactly, but he's good.
I'm Googling it.
He's real good. The thing is, there's no information about this.
He's Taiwanese.
Taiwanese. Okay.
So what is that? Chinese?
So if we have any Taiwanese viewers, then, you know, let us know how you would pronounce that. We just want to.
But listen, I don't want a regular tweet. I want you to record yourself like saying it. I want a video of you saying it so I don't fuck it up.
Yeah, exactly. That would be great.
So you haven't looked it up. You've just been saying Ko because some YouTube comment said it.
Yes.
Oh, my
God. A few in a row were calling me out for it. I respond to fair criticism. I'm not scared.
You just committed all the way to maybe the wrong name. You've just been saying it for 4 years.
Well, here's my thing. I was like, this is my best guess, right? Like, like I don't know how else to find it.
Oh, you're my favorite person. Jesus Christ.
I'm excited for this next week, dude. We're going to hear about the Apple events. So that'll be on.
Yeah.
And that usually, I've noticed Apple event invites generally don't go out until like 10 or 11 Central Time.
Yeah.
So, you know, we won't have to be, that'll be great for me. I won't have to be up at the crack of dawn.
So here's a question, Sam.
Yeah.
Now this is very important because we've never done this before.
Okay.
So episodes come out on Monday, but the event's going to be on Tuesday, the 23rd. So do we put out an episode a day before an event or do we wait?
Well, I was going to bring this up to you. I mean, what if we did a special edition?
A special edition?
A special Genius Bar.
Let's think about this. Let's think about this because we could do either an instant, like right after the event, we could record an episode so you get a reaction. Or I wonder if we could like do a live listen, like the episode is actually the event and you get our live reactions.
Now that would be interesting to do.
It's a podcast. Yeah. So it's not like YouTube, copyright stuff. Mm-mm. Where they can take the episode down?
That'd be interesting. Let me think about it.
Well, think about it. Let us know. Tweet us. I'm down. You just have to.
Yeah, you
got to
convince
Sam.
Me because you have to realize I'll have to be posting about it on Apple Track as we're talking, and at the same time I'll have to go directly from that into video record mode for all the new stuff that just came out. So it'd be kind of a lot, but it would be fun. I mean, we could also do like just later that night. We could hop onto mic maybe.
Oh, dude. Holy shit. You remember how the last two events last year, I posted the full link to the event before it ended? What if I secretly get us the stream link, the event link, like the MP4, God. And we watch it? So you don't actually, we could just record it. We could just record it in advance.
Dude, that would be,
you remember me tweeting the links,
that would
right?
just be, like,
to
dude,
the
if
full
you somehow
event.
Got it on like Monday and it wasn't happening until Tuesday and we just stayed quiet about it and just like listen, like I would be willing to sign an NDA with Apple if I was just able to make my content early. Like I'm cool 100% not sharing anything. I will keep my mouth shut. Like it would just be great to be able to get that work done early. Like just, you know, like everybody does.
There's a, okay. there's a specific source that gets that stuff for me, and I'll reach out and see what we can do, because that would be so fucking awesome.
I would. I mean,
wouldn't it be some shit if we posted the episode still on Monday? And people were like, wait, what?
That would be.
And they got the event.
But do we have to play it. We like, I don't know. We think that we're watching this cool video, but we don't know if it's real, you know?
Yeah, it might not be real. Just, you know, speculation.
That we could not. I don't think we could play that until it was out yet, right?
Yeah, I think so. We'd probably get Tim Cook would strike us down with fire and fury.
You know, I'm not trying to have Apple's intellectual property or anything to do with it. You know, you guys can keep your stuff. You know,
it's okay, baby. It's fine.
Well, yeah,
either way, it would still be beneficial for us behind the scenes. Yeah. If we watched it early, recorded it on Monday.
Oh, I wouldn't.
So you could still like do stuff on Tuesday.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't say a word, dude.
All right.
Sources, you heard us. We're waiting.
Tweet us if that's what you want. Tweet us. We need to know.
Yeah. Tweet us at Genius Podcast. Thank you guys for listening. This is a really, really fun episode. Apple event announcement.
Damn, that went fast.
I know.
We're going to be dead soon, dude.
What? We were like
I know. Time is moving so fast, and the next thing you know, we're dead.
Oh, man. That's something to look forward to. Can't wait for that. Can't wait to be canceled in that way.
All right, Sam. It was great talking to you again. It's hard, you know, pretending to be friends once a week.
I know it's tough. Like as soon as the mic goes off, we don't say a word. We don't text.
It's complete silence.
We're only in this for the money.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for watching. Right. Thank you for listening to Genius Bar. Rate us on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. You guys are the best. Genius Bar signing off.
See you next week. Don't do drugs.
Do drugs if they're good drugs.
No, don't do them.
Just kidding. Bye, guys. We'll see you later.